The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Thanks to spiritmotorgroup.ie. With secure online payments, buying your next used car has never been easier. With Spirit Motor Group.
Now we'll talk to Jess in a moment, but first this, as the UK government tries to shift focus away from controversy surrounding the senior Downing Street aide Dominic Cummins and his travels during the coronavirus lockdown, it still continues to dominate the UK papers this morning. Some of the headlines: The Mirror leads with "No regrets, no apology." The Daily Mail: Cummings Rose Garden roasting, "No apology, no regrets." The Guardian: "I don't regret what I did, Cummings refuses to quit." And punning on stay alert, the Metro simply says stay elite. Anyway, Dominic Cummings held a press conference in the Garden of Number 10 yesterday to respond to the backlash he received for travelling 400 kilometres during the country's COVID-19 lockdown. He said that he drove to Barnard Castle to test his ability to drive back to London after experiencing some loss of vision due to the coronavirus. He said he wanted to ensure he could drive safely back to London to return to work.
On Sunday the 12th of April, 15 days after I first displayed symptoms, I decided to return to work. My wife was very worried, particularly given my eyesight had seemed to have been affected by the disease. She did not want to risk a nearly 300-mile drive with our child, given how ill I had been. We agreed that we should go for a short drive to see if I could drive safely. We drove for roughly half an hour and ended up on the outskirts of Barnard Castle town. We did not visit the castle, we did not walk around the town. We parked by a river. My wife and I discussed the situation. We agreed that I could drive safely, we should turn around and go home. I felt a bit sick. We walked about 10 to 15 metres from the car to the riverbank nearby. We sat there for about 15 minutes. We had no interactions with anybody. I felt better, we returned to the car.
There's a mock ad for Specsavers you can find online. Big poster with a guy wearing glasses saying, "Don't come to us. Drive to Barnard Castle instead." Now, Cummings said he doesn't regret his behaviour during the lockdown.
I don't regret what I did. As I said, I think reasonable people may well disagree about how I thought about what to do in these circumstances. But I think that what I did was actually reasonable in these circumstances. In terms of the rules, I think that the rules make clear that if you're dealing with small children, then that can be exceptional circumstances. And I think that the situation that I was in was exceptional circumstances. And I think that the way that I dealt with it was the least risk to everybody concerned if my wife and I had both been unable to look after our four-year-old. I'm trying to do the best I can to make the government machine work as well as possible. If the Prime Minister thinks that I should stop, then that's not for me to decide, it's up to him to decide.
And at his daily briefing yesterday, Boris backed him again.
No, I can't give any unconditional backing to anybody, but I do not believe that anybody in Number 10 has done anything to undermine our messaging.
Prime Minister, are you expecting millions of people around the country to believe that Dominic Cummings needed to take a 60-mile round trip to a local beauty spot with his wife and child just to test his eyesight?
I can't go into, go back over what you've heard this afternoon, but on the point about eyesight, I might just say I'm finding I have to wear spectacles for the first time in years because of I think because of the effects of this thing. So I'm inclined to think there's some I think that's very, very plausible that that eyesight can be a problem associated with coronavirus. On your point about credibility I think people asking for resignations. I understand why people may wish to see resignations, but I think that people will make up their minds about what Mr. Cummings had to say. And I note that the Guardian, I think on Saturday, had a headline which was "Police spoke to Cummings about lockdown." And as far as I know, that is simply not the case. And I think it's important for us all to stick to the facts as far as we possibly can.
Would you buy a used car from either of them? That was Boris Johnson and before that, Dominic Cummings. Jess Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Before we get to the questions, and there are many, it's the second anniversary of GDPR.
My favourite thing that's ever happened, GDPR. It arrived right across Europe 2 years ago yesterday, and it has transformed data protection and how companies handle information. The biggest way we will have seen it is, you know, companies can no longer spam us messages. They can no longer, get our information without our expressed consent. But there's an interesting case that's broken out here in Europe. A grandmother has been ordered by a judge to take down photographs of her grandchildren from Facebook and from Pinterest, as it's been decided that it's a breach of GDPR. This is a case that we spoke about, or this is an example of a case that we spoke about a few years back in terms of what is a breach of GDPR. You know, if I take a photograph of you and I just keep it on my phone and I don't share it, is that okay? And is the breach when I share it without your consent onto public forums? And that seems to be sort of the cornerstone of this case. The parents of the children in question have asked the grandmother to take the images down. They didn't give consent, and she's refusing.
And she faces fines. If she doesn't take them down, she faces a fine of about €54 a day or whatever it is. But the point is, if the kids were over 18, if the images of the kids were images of those over 18, there'd be no problem because the person who takes the picture owns the picture, I think. Something. Anyway, it's just another of those splendid complications. Now, Jess, so many questions for you. The Realme X50 Pro 5G phone coming in at €550, unlocked, therefore not tied to any particular provider. But it has better spec, according to Tim, than the Samsung S20 and the iPhone 11. Does it have? I want to know before I upgrade.
Yeah, I looked at the spec sheet of this phone and it does look incredibly impressive. It boasts all the features that you would want in terms of a great camera, a great processor, plenty of storage. The issue is that I haven't tested it, so I can't give it the gold seal of approval as I have done with the other phones. But on paper, it looks great. I just haven't tried it and I don't know anyone who has. So that's I can't, as I said, kind of recommend it as such.
Okay, not yet until you get hands-on. I'm a 3 customer, but now out of my contract minimum period, so I can swap to anyone I want. What's the best monthly pay-as-you-go deal out there now?
The best, again, so that this all comes back to your requirements. If you are someone who texts and uses WhatsApp rather than doing voice calls, you can get deals for as little as a tenner a month. I know the Tesco Mobile, I know that 3 offer certain deals at like an incredible price. If, however, you are someone who wants, and Virgin Media Mobile actually as well, if you are someone who wants to talk more than text, or if you're someone who uses a hell of a lot of data, something like the 3 plan for €20 a month is ideal because you get all you can eat, calls, text and data for that. The key consideration here is what do you want, but also where you live. If you live in somewhere that doesn't have great signal on one of the networks, that's obviously a big barrier, particularly at the moment when a lot of us are at home. So get onto the different networks and see if they all provide signal. You can go to comreg.ie or you can go to bonkers.ie and they will have comprehensive tables on what every network offers at every price point.
Now, the next one, Elizabeth in Portlaoise, if you could help me, please. I need to get a smartphone and a laptop or tablet. I do not have a TV and only an old Nokia phone. I will have a budget of €500 to €600. I would like to watch films, podcasts, etc. I need to get a SIM card to buy it outright. No idea which network. I'm only learning to text, listen to tech talk all the time. 67 years old, live alone. So I do need some help. If you could reply, I would appreciate it. That's from Elizabeth.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you very much for that. So I'll reply here and then I'll give you a shout after the show as well. In terms of a laptop versus tablet, it might be better for you to get a laptop if you do want to watch content because you don't have a TV, because it'll just be easier to stand. You can also get a laptop with a 15-inch screen, so it'll just make the picture that bit bigger for you. There are great offers out there at the moment. Acer have fantastic offers on those bigger laptops, as does HP. But again, I'll give you a call and talk you through the models. In terms of the phone, because you are moving from a Nokia to a smartphone for the first time, something like the Huawei P Smart is ideal because it's not expensive, but it's very easy to use. And it also, you know, the screen on it is quite nice. So again, if you wanted to watch Netflix or anything like that on your phone, it would do the job.
Could you get that phone and a decent sized laptop? And by the way, some of the bigger laptops are heavier, so therefore they're cheaper these days than some of the small, slight ones, because the tech being crammed into a lightweight thing is expensive. So could you do all of that for 500 or 600 euro?
Absolutely, yeah, without question. You could get the Huawei P Smart, I think it's around 130 euro, and then you can get a laptop, like a 15-inch laptop that wouldn't have all the bells and whistles that someone who is gaming or editing would need, but would absolutely suffice here for around 400 or 500 euro. So we'd be looking towards the 600 euro mark, but absolutely it can be done.
What's the best online backup service? I use Dropbox, but that is more of a syncing service, as I understand it. I want the equivalent of a hard drive stored offsite that automatically saves my system information every day without my needing to do anything.
Entire system backup. There are a few that you can get. It depends, again, if you want to spend money on it. Something like OneDrive from Microsoft is fantastic. You can download it and have it so that it comes up as an extra drive. You know, if you plug a USB stick into a computer, it pops up as like a D drive or an E drive. When you download OneDrive, this becomes like that and everything gets synced. So any Word document, you can save photographs, you can save PDFs. It all happens automatically. And that is very useful. I found it in the last few weeks. If you are working on a Word document, for example, it automatically saves. So you don't have to remember to hit Control S every few minutes. It automatically does that.
Now, on the same sort of matter, would you recommend an external hard drive for backing up photos on an Apple laptop? And if so, what hardware would you recommend?
I don't recommend external hard drives anymore because I went out a few years ago and I bought one, and it was expensive at the time because I just thought, I don't want to lose these photographs. Then a few years passed and the software associated with the hard drive wasn't compatible with the computer I was using at the time. And then I had to go to a hell of a lot of trouble to try and get my photographs back. If you want something that is foolproof and, you know, you don't need to update software the entire time, look at one of the cloud-based programs. I use Google Photos and Dropbox. Google Photos is free up to a certain capacity. And then I think I pay €2 a month to extend that to a terabyte or maybe 2 terabytes. I can't remember now. But that is something that is free to use. It's secure, free to use up to a certain capacity. It's secure and it's also accessible from anywhere in the world. So say if you, well, I know that doesn't really matter at the moment, but say if you leave your laptop or your external hard drive at home, by using a cloud-based service, you can still get to your photographs if you have an internet-enabled device and the password required.
Interesting one here. I'm an Air broadband customer. I'm trying to find something that will allow me to turn off the Wi-Fi at night. My son is on his PC or phone all night. I've tried the Air administrator page, but it doesn't work very well. I'm desperate at this stage. She wants to disconnect the son.
Yes, and that's a common issue right around the country at the moment. You can go back to the old reliable iKids. This is something that we've spoken about on this program many, many, many times. It's IKYDZ, and it's a box that plugs into your modem, and then you download an app onto your phone, and you can decide, I want to turn Pat's phone off, and I want to turn Instagram off Jess's phone. And basically, you can break down who has access to what. That means that everyone else in the household can still work away except the device used by your son. You can also, as I say, block certain apps. So if you don't want him on Snapchat or TikTok or whatever, you can just tick the box. So it gives you that element of control without having to disrupt everybody else in the house.
All right, Jess, so many more coming in. The fascinating one about a 43-inch LG TV, which is 18 months old. The quotes to have it repaired are about the same price as a replacement TV. This is as anti-green as it's possible to be, like being told to buy a new car when the engine is seized. That's from D. Tracy.
Yeah, that is a
repairs
huge issue.
Repairs are expensive, yeah.
They are expensive. Go to someone like Back from the Future if you're in Dublin here in Angel Street, because they're all about trying to give a new lease of life to devices. They do it with laptops and with phones. I'm not too sure about TVs, but they may be able to point you in the right direction. It's a huge frustration when it is more expensive to repair than just replace. But someone like Back from the Future might be able to point you in the right direction.
All right, Jess Kelly, thank you very much for joining us. News up after this.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Thanks to SpiritMotorGroup.ie. With secure online payments, buying your next used car has never been easier. With Spirit Motor Group.